this council to organize a meeting between NDC, MPP, International Delegation, and the Electoral Commission. We don't want anything. We wanted to just check the pink sheets. So if we put the pink sheets together and they have won, we will agree. We even have Eastern region where the results that were collated in Kofumbia were different from the results they brought to Accra. So we brought all these things and said that, look, we are not going to wait to go to court. Let the international observers sit around the table. We will sit there, MPP will sit, Peace Council will sit, like we did in 2008 with Afarija. And when we verify the figures, whoever emerges, we will give him. So Peace Council thanked us. In President Mahama's office, that is the reason why we have refused to congratulate Nana Akufo-Addo for what happened. They thanked us and said they were going to arrange the meeting. So they went and told the international observers, and they fixed a meeting at is it Kempinski, the other hotel, the ambassador, former ambassador. Movenpick at 2 p.m. that all of us will meet there. Then we said, okay, that being the case, Peace Council should go around and talk to, they should even go to Electoral Commission, talk to the chairperson of Electoral Commission. And then they will talk to our representation at the strong room, so that 2 o'clock we will all stop the collision and then go and sit at the PC to look at, to continue the collision there. So when the Peace Council went around everybody, they all said that, oh, they agreed to the 2 o'clock meeting. That was where our people from the Electoral Commission left the place to come so that we can prepare for the meeting. Because everybody understands that the coalition will be abandoned and that we will go and continue from wherever we are. So immediately we got this understanding and we were preparing. MPP met with Jane Mensah and they gave her pressure to go and do the coalition and announce. So our people did not live there on their own. You understand?
Yes, sir.
It was part of an arrangement with the National Peace Council, which let us down. You understand? So, when they knew that in court, this thing will be held against them. In fact, I didn't even know that they will be bringing Dr. Kesavite and the other guy as witnesses. Otherwise, the role of the Peace Council would have featured in my statement. That would have cleared all this. But I didn't know they were coming to talk about what happened at the school. So in my initial statement, I did not add what Peace Council came to tell us, to lay the foundation for what they also came. But MPP wanted something that would cover their refusal to let the Jane Mensah testify. So they use their media to hide. Oh, they say you want to drink tea. You want to drink tea without biscuits and blah, blah, blah. So it became the national slogan. Everybody was shouting. So that the truth of the is what I have said. Because it started with us at President Mohammed's office. And it was the Peace Council people who came to bring that confusion. So later, when they wanted to come back to that office, in fact, our boys from the blue group, they were furious. They were gunshots in President Mohammed's office. Because they felt that we have been let down by the Peace Council. So that is the truth of the matter. It's not. It's not.